The Democratic and Republican leaders of the Connecticut State Senate say they've reached an agreement to share control of their chamber. This comes after both sides ended up with an equal number of seats as a result of the election in November. WSHU's Abong Odama reports.
The agreement between Democratic leader Martin Looney of New Haven and Republican leader Len Fasano of North Haven calls for Looney to remain Senate president, while Fasano will now serve as Senate Republican president. Fasano says it's a fair compromise.
What the agreement basically does is allow for a sharing of power with respect to committees and in the Senate chambers, given the fact that there's no longer a majority party.
The arrangement calls for Norwalk Democrat Bob Duff to remain Senate Majority Leader, while Canton Republican Kevin Witkus takes on the newly created title of Deputy Senate Republican President. Each legislative committee will now have a Democrat and a Republican Senate co-chair. There's confusion as to how this will all work out, because it's the first time in more than 100 years that there's an 18-18 split in the state Senate. The new legislative session begins January 4th. Ebong Udama, WSH News.